it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Trank, I am the special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigation.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It is your main man, Chris Smith, live in the studio with
Million. Good morning. Good morning.
And we have a few callers on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be getting right back to you. But you know, we got an exclusive interview. I know you heard the drop. I know you've been hearing the commercials. Stephen Trank, a 25-year law enforcement veteran who was recently selected as the special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in Atlanta. Mr. Schrank, he is a New Jersey native, leads a robust team of roughly 300 special agents, intelligence analysts, task force officers, and support personnel across 8 offices in Georgia and Alabama. Under his leadership, Atlanta tackles a wide range of complex investigations targeting transnational criminal organizations, safeguarding national security, and upholding public safety in the region. Very interesting conversation. Great morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Thanks, Chris. Million. It's fantastic to talk to you guys this morning.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. So let's go ahead and pop this off. Could you please just inform the listeners a little bit more about your background and your company, Homeland Security Investigations of Atlanta?
Absolutely. So Homeland Security Investigations is the principal investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security, and we focus in Georgia on anything illegal coming in or out of the United States in order to keep the people of Georgia safe and make sure that we're focusing on threats inbound or outbound across the state.
Wow. Interesting. So we got to pop it off like this. We know that there was a recent election that just took place, and there's a new administration coming in, too. And one of the biggest things that a lot of people are worried about but also confident about is the threats that we have been receiving overseas. Is there anything that you could speak to regarding that, how that may be looking by any chance?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, with any change in a political administration, there are updates and priorities and what we look at. But the reality is,
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The men and women in federal law enforcement continue to focus on these threats no matter what political administration we have, and we will continue to do so. The threats are persistent. Not a day goes by that my agents aren't seeing fentanyl coming into our airports or our seaports. Wow. Or methamphetamines and drugs that poison our communities. And we're working on public safety. We're looking at individuals unlawfully present in the United States and trying to make sure that we get after gang violence in order to keep our families safe, our kids safe. And it even extends to other things that you wouldn't think of every day. We work in online and cybercrime communities where, especially this time of year, when so many kids are looking for that new iPhone or that new electronic device, we're trying to work against child predators that seek to communicate with kids out there online and educate the community on the dangers that can be posed online, as well as trying to get those predators off the street and behind bars. So we work on these fronts across so many different avenues, as well as everything that's illegally crossing in the southwest border and coming into our communities and the individuals that pose a threat, and making sure that if unlawfully present, they get picked up and removed and put into custody.
Mm. So how does your team like balance all these different urgent cases from like the cybersecurity and homeland security? Like it seems like it's a lot. Like how are you balancing that?
It is a constant balancing act, but we have teams that are individually focused on all of these different areas. So we have a violent crime and gangs investigative team. I have a cyber crime and child exploitation team. Wow. Human smuggling and human trafficking. Obviously, with trafficking, we never want individuals to be forced into horrible situations where force fraud or coercion forces them into labor or sexual exploitation. So we have teams that focus on that, as well as technology transfers. We work on the components that foreign governments seek to procure, many of which are made here in Georgia, and try to keep them out of arms that might be used in the Ukrainian conflict or over in Israel or Iran. And each team has a unique focus.
Well, it's interesting because we have, like you had said recently, in and out. We have a new president that's about to be coming into office, and he one of his biggest things is Mexico and the migrant situation. Are you going to be dealing with some of those situations also? Are you playing a role in that also?
Yeah, we have investigative offices throughout the southwest border that are going to be very active and will be focusing on enhancing border security. To the extent that criminal actors or individuals unlawfully get to the interior areas of the United States or get into Georgia, we absolutely will be involved in supporting the administration's priorities and getting after anything that affects safety and security.
Mm. Absolutely. So we know that you all have the No To Protect campaign, which, of course, focuses on raising awareness about online child sexual exploitation. And we know we are in a digital age now. I mean, what children isn't on their social media devices? If you spent over 25 years in law enforcement, how have you seen the nature of these transnational crimes evolve, especially with the increased usage of technology now? I mean, how much of a reality is this issue, and how can we really let our parents know to be more aware of what's going on?
It is a scary thing, and I'll tell you, as a parent myself, it is something that I have to actively watch out for. Department of Justice stats indicate that 1 out of 5 kids is going to be approached by an individual seeking to commit harm or conduct unlawful exploitation of them online.
Wow.
And as parents, we need to make sure that we are keeping an eye on the digital devices that we give to our kids, especially during this holiday season. As new devices come in, make sure that parents implement the appropriate controls. We've got a website, and as you mentioned, this campaign is called Know to Protect, K-N-O-W, the number 2, and Protect. And you can go to knowtoprotect.gov, which is stock full of different resources that parents and grandparents and guardians can take a look at and how to keep their kids safe and avoid these dangers and make sure that we don't have those predators that are out there communicating with our kids. Mm. Because youth is the key and we want to keep them safe.
So before we go to break, I did want to ask, with that, social media, yes or no with children? Like how does a parent introduce that to them, or should they even introduce that to them?
No, they just banned tick. They just banned, social media usage in another area. They said, I think it was in Canada, something like that. People 16 and under can't use social media. They're banning TikTok, but we haven't fallen in lines with that yet. How does that look?
Yeah, I think we've got to be realistic that this day and age, we know kids, and kids are smarter than us sometimes with everything digital and online. I think it's about communicating, ensuring they know the risk factors that are out there. Use the tools that are built into these technologies to turn on safety controls whenever possible. And this website provides lots of tools for parents to have educated conversations with their kids so that if they as a family choose to allow them to use social media, they do so in a smart way and avoid the dangers out there.
Got you. Go ahead and give your website out one more time for the people out there listening.
Yeah, you got it. The Department of Homeland Security's website, it's KNOW, K-N-O-W, the number 2, protect.gov.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stephen. We appreciate your time and making this a reality for people to know that we can also be able to help just like you all are doing. We hope you have a great one. We'll be speaking soon, sir.
You got it. Happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that. KNOW2Protect.com, KNOW2Protect.com. Look at those resources. We'll be right back on the other side. We got a lot of callers. You're tuned in to the news. Actually, you're tuned in to Chris and Million on the WAOK Morning Show on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Let's do it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.